is, the bigger the pile gets, the more pride you have in the pile.
Look at this, honey, the biggest pile of toenail clippings we've had in this house since the day the big bopper died. Get the fucking camcorder, call the Museum of Natural History, tell them we have a good idea for one of those diorama things.
And then you search the bed for the largest clipping of all, the biggest one you can find, usually from the big toe. And you bend it for a while, don't you? Yes, you do. You bend it, you squeeze it, you play with it. You have to.
Why? Because you can. Because it's still lively and viable. It just came off of your body. There's still moisture in it. It's almost alive.
And sometimes I save my toenail clippings overnight. Did you ever do that? You put on an ashtray and try to save them till the morning?
It's no use. They're no good in the morning. They're too dry. You can't bend them. I say fuck 'em. Throw 'em away. Who needs unbendable toenails? Not me. I'm not that sick. I don't need parts that badly. No, sir.
Little things, folks. Little things you pick off your body and your curiosity about them, especially if it's something you can't really see before you pick it off. For instance, you know how sometimes you're picking your ass? You know what I mean, just standing out in the driveway, idly picking your ass. And as you're picking and probing, you come across something that seems to be a small object. And let's be real here, folks. After you manage to pull it free, don't you smell it? Just a little bit?
Sure you do.
You have to. It's only natural. And you get excited.
Honey, come here. Look.
You want a couple of hits off of this thing while it's still fresh? Remind me something, baby. Did we eat at Fatburger this week?
We did.
Well, I don't remember ordering anything that smelled like this.
I believe this is a shit burger.
You know, tastes like a burger, smells like shit. Actually, it smells more like Ethel Merman. Call that Andrew Lloyd Webber fellow. Tell him we have a great idea for one of those fine shows he's always putting on Broadway. Then, give me the scrapbook, baby. This son of a bitch is going right next to that Lithuanian toe jam we found at the Olympics. It's an exciting moment the whole family can enjoy.
The birthday party. Two bachelors at a neighborhood bar. Tomorrow's my 40th birthday. I gotta go get candles and pick up my cake.
You buying your own birthday cake?
No, I ain't buying my own birthday cake. My mother's buying it. I'm just picking it up. She's giving me a surprise party, but she don't feel good, so she can't pick up the cake.
It's a surprise party and you're picking up the cake?
I ain't gonna look at it, okay? It's already wrapped. I'm just gonna pick it up.
But how can it be a surprise party if you're picking up the cake and you know the party is coming?
I don't know when it's coming, do I? Could be 8 in the morning. Could be midnight.
8 in the morning? How can you have a birthday party at 8 in the morning? Who the fuck is gonna come? The milkman?
Don't laugh. My mother would do it. One year on my birthday, I got drunk and didn't come home. She threw the party without me.
What'd she sing? Happy birthday to him?
You're a fucking riot, you know that?
How many candles you gonna get?
Well, we already got 16 from my kid's birthday last year, and 24 is how many come in a box. I'm 40, so I only gotta get one box. I guess I could go ahead and get two boxes and leave my kid's candles alone, but two boxes would be 48 candles. And what am I gonna do with the 8 extras?
Save them?
Don't laugh. At my house, we do save them. In fact, we don't even light them up.
Why not?
Well, if you light them up, they look crappy the next time you want to use them. Believe me, we don't waste nothing in my house. In fact, listen to this. A couple of years ago, my grandfather turned 96. 96 is 4 boxes, right? 4 times 24.
Right.
Well, we only had 60 candles on hand, because that's all we ever need for my mother. She's one of them people, when she turned 60, she decided to stop having birthdays. So 60's all we need. 2.5 boxes. So we bought 3 boxes, but that's 72, giving us 12 left over, right?
I'm taking your word for it.
Trust me, okay? So we got 12 extra candles, and we decided to give them to my niece. She was just turning 36, and she already had a brand new box of 24 of her own. She's a widow with no kids. So she don't need too many candles. I think maybe on a cat's birthday or something, she sticks one on a cupcake. So with her, A box lasts a long time.